It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. And, you know, we're going to talk about commencement because that is coming up this weekend. But there are other things because, believe it or not, fall registration is open. We're going to talk about that and a little hiccup that happened, but they're trying to remedy that. And it's not just at this school. It's actually nationwide. And then we will discuss a save the date for the Blue Blast Block Party that's coming up when school starts in August. So, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dave. Always great to be here.
So let's dive right in and talk about it. You know, we said we just wanted to touch on the issue with the FAFSA.
Yeah, so FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. And with some changes that have been made, packages and awards through that process have not been sent out to students. So we want to make students aware that we're working on that packaging in conjunction and collaboration with the government, and we're hoping that those awards will be going out very soon. But don't panic. This is, like you said, nationwide, but we're working on our end as diligently as we can to get those packaging and awards out to students. An adjustment we've made is I know students are interested in their federal aid in collaboration with scholarships and other awards that they get for their overall just expense package or how to pay for college. And so we've adjusted our scholarship deadline to August 1st to give students a little bit more time to accept scholarships and apply for scholarships in conjunction with the hiccup, as you described, of the FAFSA.
Get everything ready and set and ready to go. And you're also saying that right now, fall registration is open for fall of 2024.
Yep, it opened on April 11th, so we're rolling for the upcoming semester of fall 2024.
Are there any, and I kind of can put this on the spot here with this one, but are there any different programs that are starting up this year, or are we just kind of rolling with what we're rolling with and get people to come down here and go to school?
No, I appreciate being put on the spot. So one thing I'm really excited about is we're going to put more focus and emphasis on our outdoor rec program and some elective classes in that program. We live in a gem and a gold mine as far as activities and outdoor recreation. And so we want to lean into that a little bit more as a campus. And so we're going to develop for fall an outdoor rec series and classes that students can take to really embrace and engage the awesomeness of our community and what's available around us.
Right. If you've got an outdoor rec program at USU Eastern, we live in probably one of the greatest classrooms for that.
Absolutely.
As far as our area is concerned. So once again, all of those things can be taken care of, I'm sure, at One Stop.
One Stop for Student Services. Come on over and we'll take care of you.
Head on in there and get everything ready to roll when classes start up in August. Now we talked about classes starting up in August. Now we got to talk about the fact that this Saturday is commencement already.
Commencement's this Saturday and always a fun event and looking forward to it.
I just want to know how you guys got your keynote speaker.
Oh, it was a tough sell, but we're excited to have Greg Dart come back and address the students.
And as we were talking off the air, you said it's kind of nice for him to come back and it'll give him closure too, because these are a lot of students that he worked with.
Yeah, and for him to up and leave, I know that was sad for him because he has a lot of relationships on campus. So it'll be good to have him back and give him some time to address the students.
So once again, that will be this Saturday, the 27th, 10 a.m. at the Bunnell Dimitrich Athletic Center, I'm sure.
That is correct.
And so I would just say this to people in the area. That's why you can't get in to have lunch at places on Saturday afternoon. That's yeah. What's going on.
Expect a large crowd in town, and so excited to have visitors come and support our students.
It'll be it's always good to have that commencement. And, it's sad to see some of these students graduate and move on, but that just gets us ready for another batch of students to come in
and we hope they remember who their friends are.
That's right.
And they go out and make the big bucks.
That's the important thing. And then the last thing we wanted to talk about before we get out of here is you guys do this Blue Blast Block Party every year, and it's a lot of fun. And we're just kind of putting this out there as a save the date. It's August 26th. 2024, and this is a great opportunity for businesses in our area to, come out, meet the students, give them show them your services and all those things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, so all the student, our incoming student class will be there, our athletic teams will be there, and so it's a great opportunity for any business owners in the community to come, and we'll give you a table, we'll give you a spot, and you can engage the students and tell them all about your business. And we want to connect our students with the community through this event.
So this is a great event if you're a business owner to get your name out there and as far as letting the students know the services that you have to offer. Who do we need to contact if we're interested?
Yeah, so contact Allie Chamberlain. She's heading up all those reservations. And again, you could, instead of trying to track down her information, you can just call our general hotline and they will transfer you to Allie. And so that's 435-613-5000.
All right. Lots of great things going on up at USU Eastern as we get ready to roll into fall registration, which is already open. We've got commencement coming up. And then, of course, don't forget, if you're interested in that Blue Blast Block Party, to get a hold of Allie Chamberlain up there on campus, and she can get you all the info and get you signed up and registered to be a part of it. It's a lot of fun. You get a lot of folks out. We were up there last year, and you know, for the majority, most of the departments try and get out there. And in fact, I think last year, the automotive department was over there showing kids how to change tires and things like that. So it's
It's a lot of crazy fun and eclectic opportunities.
All right. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. I'm going to let you go back to school, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.